Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let me ask you this, because you have mentioned the word therapeutic a few times, definition of pain, different things of nature, mental health.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? Because it's like, you know, you go through so many traumatic experiences growing up in the neighborhood, and it just gets normalized after a while. But that's it plays a part in your psyche, in your mental
definitely.
Health.
Like, yeah.
So it's like going through all of the, and you, everybody loved Nip from afar, but you knew him personally.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's other people I'm sure that has passed away and traumatic experiences. So how have you been coping with your own mental health, and what's your thoughts on, you know, people in just these type of environments, urban environments, as far as like really, you know, looking at mental health as something that's important?
Yeah. I feel like it's for me, it was like, damn, this again, bro. Like, here it go again. Because, like I said, I lost my moms when I was young, bro. I lost my moms when I was 3. Lost my brother when I was, like, 13. And then my auntie died, like, within that same year. You feel me? So, it was, I had to just find good people to be around, you know what I mean, to always, like, keep me going, you know what I mean, or just find something that I'm doing myself or what make me happy, bro, and that was just music shit. So I'm like, shit, this my form of expression right here, so I'm going to get it off through this shit right here, you feel me? So mental health is serious, bro, like, because this shit could either make you or break you, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or it could break you to make you into something even, you know what I mean? Crazy. Better. Yeah.
So talk about that, right? From a mental health standpoint, having brothers that you can lean on. Yeah. You all have experienced this trauma, all had separate relationships, but there's a uniformity as a crew. September 2nd, I know you had the reunion show. Yeah. Talk about the brotherhood over the past 2 or 3 years and how it's helped. A bond of healing for all of you.
For sure, because, shit, it'd be 10 times harder without it, you feel me? But, like, you know, we all we got, all money in, we the squad, we brothers, it's a brotherhood, we all we got, and we really take that shit serious, you feel me? Like, we in a group chat, we talk to each other, you feel me? Uplift each other, you know what I mean? So, that's important, bro. You got to have good people around you, because if you got the wrong motherfuckers around you, bro, you getting the wrong message, you getting the wrong guidance, and you running straight into a brick wall, bro. You feel me? Trying to get over some shit, you feel me? So, and you know, you can be vulnerable in that state. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, anybody can be vulnerable in that state of mind, bro. You feel me? So you got to be careful on how you make your choices, bro, because you're fucking around making
That's the conversation we kind of had yesterday. Like, is it okay to be vulnerable, right? There's a persona that comes along with the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But amongst each other, are we—
Yeah, be careful. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's going to be times when it, you know, but just be careful, though.
Who you vulnerable around.
Yeah.
Because they'll take advantage of your weakness.
You feel me? Exactly. Yeah. And you'll find yourself not even knowing somebody trying to finesse. You know what I mean? Mm.
But I also think, like, we wasn't really taught to talk about our problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at least, like, how I was raised, I wasn't really, I'm still not, I don't really feel comfortable talking about my problems like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. It puts you in a different state. It definitely puts you in a different state of mind, though, for sure. It taps you back into that, you feel me? Especially if you're trying to get through some shit, you don't want to relive it again. Like that.
Exactly.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, it's just... You're just running, not even thinking about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like, y'all don't want to talk about that shit.
Yeah, so I've been exercising that, bro. Like, trying to X that shit out of my brain, bro, when it pop up. You feel me? Like, I just don't think about it, bro. I try not to think about it. You feel me?
I guess that's why I never went to therapy before, but I'm assuming that's the point of going to therapy, is you're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So, like, the things that you're just trying to block out for a long time, you can actually just get it out with somebody that's not judging you
and
somebody that you don't know personally.
Yeah.
Because if you compartmentalize, at some point, it might rear its head again.
Absolutely.
It's the J line, right?
Absolutely.
Can't run from the pain, run toward it.
You're gonna
I was one of the ones that bottled the pain in, bro. Mm. I used to never talk about my problems to nobody. Nobody never knew what was going on. Like, nobody knew. Like, I smile, you feel me? Not even knowing. Like,
hurting on
it. Yeah, inside. Like, not even knowing, bro. I'm going through some shit, you feel me? But, like, bro. This shit crazy.
It's interesting. There are studies done on, like, neurological studies on the effects of bottling in problems. And it actually affects you way worse than it does talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Because it produces unneeded or unnecessary stress on top of what you're already experiencing from the trauma effects of what happened.
Right.
And then we already know stress is one of the top killers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think—
Stress and depression, bro.
Oh, man.
Stress is one thing, but, like, depression. You don't want
to
fall into
stress
that
leads to depression. Yeah. And so, depression is long-term.
Yeah.
Stress is in the moment.
But I feel like we all human. We all going to deal with these emotions. We all going to get these emotions. Ain't nobody exempt from none of it, bro. Like, we human beings. So You know what I mean? It's all experience. We experience in life. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's going to be things that get to us. It's going to be things that make us feel good. It's going to be things that fuck us up in the head. Like, damn, I just seen some shit.
Yeah.
I got to snap out of that. Like, you feel me? Type shit.
The reality is people understand, and sometimes I got to use science, man, because in mathematics, because it helps bring clarity to a lot of things in life.
Yeah.
We all made up of atoms, plus and minus particles, protons, neutrons, right?
Energy. So negative, positive.
Exactly. So you can't even exist without positive and negative.
Yeah, it ain't going to work. The energy ain't going to work right. We dealing with energy, bro, negative and a positive. Mm-hmm. It's like a battery, bro. It won't work, bro, without a negative.
And then there's so much trouble. Like, I have a friend that got shot, and he was telling me, he actually, I know for a long time, he just expressed this to me, like, where he was like, for 2 years after he got shot, he, like, if he saw a car, he would, like, freeze. And it was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he got shot like a drive-by. So it was like, anytime he saw a car driving toward him, like, he would just like freeze up. Like,
yeah. And, he was and like, my homie even knew that too. Like, after I got shot, like, he opened chip bags. He don't open it like that. He popped the motherfuckers open. So he just squeezed the bag and that shit went boom. Dang. And I like, trigger. I looked at him and bro was like, my bad, bro. I know you got shot and shit. I'm like, nah, I wasn't tripping, but I was like, damn.
Come on, man.
Like,
open it the regular way.
You feel me?
But that shit that nobody,
you are triggering me.
But you like, that's stuff like PTSD, right?
Yeah,
that stuff
hell
you don't really think about. But it's like, then when he said that to me, I'm just like, damn, like, because you're going to see a car every single day.
Yeah.
So that means every single day.
For sure. Like, you watch it every
car.
Yeah, bro, it's going to fuck you up. And I got brothers, bro. I got older brothers that have been shot, bro, before too. So like, it's kind of like being outside and watching every single car. It's like, and that shit is traumatizing after a while, bro. Like,
absolutely.
Like, damn, nigga ain't supposed to be living like this, bro. Like, like this shit crazy, bro. Because you look at other people, bro, and they don't even look behind them once, bro. They just walk in, just living life, enjoying life, bro. They don't care what car is behind them.
Hell yeah. So how do you escape that?
Travel.
Right. Yeah. So there's
bro.
A place.
Yeah. You travel. You get the fuck out, bro. You go see other shit, man. You see other people eat other food, bro. And you see how the program is different. Then you bring it back to where you at, bro. And hopefully, like, niggas that get some kind of, you know what I mean? Niggas that get the picture, you feel me? Like, that's it, bro. Because you come back here and you be like, damn, I'm back here to the bullshit, you feel me?